This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here we are in August as the Olympics continue to move on. And in beach volleyball, unfortunately, the Americans will now have to compete for bronze. There's competition of another sort going on when it comes to politics. And we know it's, of course, man versus woman, Trump versus Clinton, and the war of words. Every day, consistently, there's something to talk about. In the polls, the latest one released, Clinton continues to soar while Trump continues to sink. But what does it really all mean? Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room right from the get-go, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good, Kate. How are you?
Good. You know, it's like I said, it really is like the war of words. And you know it because you lived through this with all the different campaigns on a different level, but pretty close from the legislative point of view, what it takes to go through a campaign. At this point, is this where your second gear has to kick in? Because, I mean, let's face it, we're halfway through August, and then you've got September, October, huge months. You've got the presidential debates coming up, and before you know it, it's Election Day.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is it. And they always say a week is a lifetime in politics, and that's true. And there's time for Hillary Clinton to have some severe problems, and there's time for Donald Trump to continue to do some things to himself as he's done. But I watched tonight with great interest with his speech tonight, and he was very, very hard-hitting. And he said right out front that Clinton and the Democrats have failed and betrayed African Americans after the Milwaukee riots. And he just really laid into, I mean, it was a mantra. And he was on cue. He was teleprompting it. And so he was on cue, though, about, the jobs. What about, all of this time? What really were African Americans promised? Why are they unemployed? These trade bills. The Chinese have taken our jobs and just given us products, and he just went on and on and on. And then he basically he came out and, Hillary Clinton doesn't like police. And those peddling the narratives, is what he is saying. They share directly in the responsibility of what's going on in Milwaukee. So he was hard hitting. Now this is one speech, but I just kind of felt he's sat with somebody and he's trying to turn a corner, as much as he can. I still, though, Kate, after looking at all of this, all of the mistakes, the people that he's either caused to go against him or the people that have went against him, because a lot of people I know that are Republicans have just been after him day after day after day with nothing good to say. Now all of a sudden they're saying, well, Hillary Clinton can't win, but they've actually helped lead to hurting him where he's had to still fight for his base. But after all of that, I don't know. If I were the Clinton campaign, I would be concerned. And I think President Obama, I can sum this up. President Obama said it best yesterday, Kate. He said, they need to be scared of this election because overconfidence at this stage and a couple of huge stumbles by Hillary Clinton, some more emails, coming out with the Clinton Foundation. And if Donald Trump pivots right now in this remaining time, it could be tight.
Yeah, it could be tight. I agree. I love the way you say that, though. Trump has seemed to turn a corner, at least in this speech I watched as well. And you're right, he called for an end to the war on police, and he attacked Hillary Clinton for not helping African Americans in the speech. So he was late for the speech, but the speech, I think, came off rather well. Absolutely. And while we watch that happening, it's interesting because somebody said to me today, what about the other candidates? And I'm like, what about the other candidates? Yeah, what about the Green Party nominee? And, of course, the Green Party nominee is Jill Stein, and Jill Stein's not going to win this election. But does Jill Stein or Gary take anything away from Hillary Clinton?
Well, you know, that's really a great question, because when this all started, I had told a libertarian friend of mine who does a radio show, I said, look, there's no question that this is going to hurt Donald Trump. As time has went on, after going to the Democratic Convention for 5 days, as I did, and talking to literally, personally, hundreds of people, of Bernie Sanders people, I came away from there thinking, you know, if anything, I think that the Libertarian candidate, Stein herself, but the Libertarian candidate in particular, hurts Hillary Clinton. Some Bernie Sanders people may go towards them. Now, normally, if you take 5 or 6% of the vote or 8% of the vote, which they could do, Gary Johnson or Stein together, normally it's not a factor. With this type of election, it could be a factor. It really could. It could make a difference. So I do think that, in general, the other two hurt Hillary Clinton and not Donald Trump as much.
Yeah. So we'll watch that. We'll watch to see what those two do. The other thing is John McLaughlin. Did you ever meet him? He's dead at the age of 89. I never met him, but I know people, Bob, that knew him. And they, as feisty as he was, they said some really rather positive things about him.
I met him several occasions. Didn't have dinner with him or anything, but I did happen to actually, you know, talk to him and meet him. I thought he was interesting. He had this, like, sort of scowl to him, you know, and he's kind of famous for, like, if you're talking to him, stand there and he could cross his arms, you know, and sort of, like, see right through you. He was actually a guy, I think he had a master's degree in philosophy, and his first wife was his campaign manager. He ran for something, and she was a labor secretary in the Clinton administration, actually. But he was an interesting guy, and he had originally four in a group. Fred Barnes was one of them who later left. And he had the painting repainted to take out the two people that left because he had this painting. He was just that type of character, you know. But I found the times I met him, I just found him to be, I'm quite fascinating. Just what you saw was what you got, what you would get. Yeah. He was a fascinating guy.
Yeah.
Never missed a show.
Yeah, never missed a show.
Last week was his first one.
Yeah, yeah, that's I just crazy to think about it. Such a long, long career, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kate. Good night.
Good night. So a couple of things here at the top. We will go to Rio, and I will tell you already that Simone Biles, I've gotten a lot of comments about Simone, has won her fourth gold medal on the floor. This kid is just amazing. I mean, what can you say? 19-year-old powerhouse dominatrix, just fantastic, flawless, very, very, very exciting to watch her, and congratulations to her. There were some misses along the way, too, but some definite wins for the U.S., so we'll talk Rio coming up next here on America Tonight.
I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
America. Tough times in California, by the way, and awful in Louisiana. We'll talk about that, too, as well. But Rio, first with the happy 84 medals for the United States, 28 of them gold, 28 of them silver, 28. That doesn't make sense, does it? Add those eights up for me. 28 of them bronze. Somebody's off on their count somewhere, are they? Across the board, you got to love that. 84 medals. So 28, 28, 28, 28. And there's still more to come. I mean, this is really approaching the point of a nice, sweet record for the all-around for the United States. And, you know, with 84, and again, just amazing Simone Biles to watch what she's been able to do, again, with the four gold medals. Just absolutely incredible. I think one of the shockers was, although they were really slated in third place, but the semifinals in beach volleyball, the Americans go down. I was watching that, actually. I was watching the tail end of that against the Brazilians, who were very, very tough. So Kerry Walsh Jennings' journey for the fourth gold medal fell apart, and instead the Brazilian pair move on to play the Germans for gold. The Americans still have a shot at bronze, which would be pretty sweet if you think of what she's been able to do, but tough to swallow when you've never lost in the Olympics, I can only imagine. And, you know, other moments, so the beach volleyball was pretty big, but some other thrilling moments that happened at Rio besides Simone Biles include, I think, what we've seen from some of the other athletes. You know, there, you think of the sports that, besides gymnastics and swimming, and of course beach volleyball, but there were other games and other medals to be had, and Americans all over the board took advantage of their skills and put themselves in a position to make some history. Coming up in our mailbag segment, we'll tell you what those gold medals are worth. They're actually taxed. Can you believe it? I mean, I guess if you're making a ton of money, you know, this is what you know and this is what you expect. However, I think the amount of taxation is just kind of crazy. You might have watched, but I'm going to wait and save that for the mailbag. You might have watched some of the boxing, and bantamweight Sakur, Stevenson was probably the guy who was the best hope for the U.S. And, you know, Tupac Shakur was the late rap star. Tupac was his namesake, or who he was named after anyway. He clinched at least a bronze medal with a 3-round decision. So that was pretty good. His idol, retired superstar Floyd Mayweather, was watching. And that probably bodes well for him, too, as well, when he gets out of the ring, because Stevenson is from Newark, New Jersey, one of those many, many New Jersey athletes there, and the kid has just got a brilliant smile and is fun to watch. It's another piece that I saw today as well. And, you know, he's good. He's good. So Stevenson will clinch at least a bronze medal. The United States men, 10-5 so far in Rio, leave Brazil with 2 medals following the London Games, where they won no boxing medals for the first time ever. American light flyweight Nico Hernandez, who's a 20-year-old kid from Wichita, Kansas, ended the long streak, the drought, by grabbing his own bronze medal, the first medal for the U.S. men since 2008 in Beijing. But Stevenson still has a chance for gold. And check this out. I love these little nuggets. No American male has done that since Andre Ward won the light heavyweight gold in the 2004 Athens Games. So, he says he's going to be better in the semis than he was on Tuesday. I'll be watching that. I'm a fan, definitely I'm a fan of boxing. And it's just, you know, again, fun to watch and fun to watch what some of the American have been able to do. In the meantime, and there's, gosh, so many stories coming out of Rio. There's a lot of different directions that, you know, that we could talk about, athletes we could talk about, and some of the history and whatnot. And to me, that's what's so cool about the Olympics, actually, is watching, you know, watching some of these folks that you might not have heard of, and seeing where they end up. I was watching a lot of the tennis, and you know, I was reading the headlines about Monica Puig and the fact that she made history by winning a gold medal and how huge that was for her, you know, for Puerto Rico to come away with that medal. Women's golf is seizing the spotlight now at this point, and you know, Lydia Ko is one of your very, very big names out there. But also Stacey Lewis, an American, a huge name from the world of golf. And, you know, there's a 60-player field that begins play at Olympic Golf Course on Wednesday. And this is coming off of the men. And Justin Rose from England winning for the men, and Matt Kuchar, an American, winning the bronze. So now Stacey Lewis, I would say, would have a great chance to medal, maybe even gold. Jarena Pillar is another great American player. Lexi Thompson, Stacey Lewis, they're all competing for Team USA at Rio. It'd be cool to see one of them bring home the gold. I think, like I mentioned at the top, the 84 medals, I do believe we're going to see that overall medal total smashed. And with what sports, there's still more to come, as I said, more events that Americans are favored to at least medal in. And it's been, it's been exciting to watch, I think, these Olympics. And Tuesday morning, the women's 5,000 meters, there was just a crazy moment that happened, and a lot of people are still talking about it. They're talking about, you know, with however many laps remaining, with 4.5 of the 12.5 laps remaining, there was some confusion where one of the athletes fell. And there, instead of just clipping ahead of her, another athlete helped her up. Can you guess which one the American was? Nikki Hamlin is from New Zealand, and Abby D'Agostino of the U.S. was part of that pack. When that confusion happened and they're running these laps, D'Agostino fell, you know, in this pack of athletes, and it caused her to clip Hamlin just ahead of her. They tumbled. It was a kind of a mess, obviously. And, you know, when they went down, Hamlin was thinking, she said to herself, why am I on the ground? And D'Agostino stopped and was lifting her to her feet, even though she was a rival. And she said, you know, come on, we've got to finish this race. So how crazy is that? D'Agostino took a, you know, when she took the fall, her knee was smashed around in that fall, almost like it had buckled, but they still managed to help each other finish across the line. And what a moment that was. Stay with us.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bernardino and floods in Louisiana. Boy, Louisiana, very, very tough. 11 people dead because of flood waters. And knowing some people in Louisiana and speaking with them, it has been just absolutely awful. I mean, just words cannot really describe, frankly, what the people are going through there, and again, because of the amounts of rain that have fallen, that's what tilted the unfortunately tilted the scales in the wrong direction for the people in that in that area. So, you know, they're just praying that the rain stops, you know, praying that that's what happens, because there's only so much you can do when it comes to, it's like somebody said to me, well, with Louisiana and the flooding, can't, you know, isn't there stuff you can do as far as, you know, sandbags? And it's like, sandbags, you know, we're talking crazy amounts of water. I mean, we're talking round-the-clock rain, scattered showers, thunderstorms, just continuing, pounding. And, you know, these are people that have been through this before. Think of Hurricane Katrina, where it was really about the levees overflowing. And I know we have listeners in the great state of Louisiana, and if there's anything that we can do here at America Tonight, please let us know. Send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. I know there are organizations, and we'll talk to some of those people, and there are people that are doing whatever they can to help. The U.S. Coast Guard and first responders rescued more than 20,000 people over the weekend. Lots of civilians were helping out. There was one very dramatic moment captured on video. David Fung, and he was everywhere, so I even remember his name, pulled a woman and her dog from her car after it had plunged underwater. He got her out of the car as it was going down, which is awesome and crazy at the same time. So Governor John Bel Edwards has deployed the Louisiana National Guard. They've mobilized 1,700 soldiers to assist in search and rescue, because, you know, they're saying 11 dead, but, and they've rescued 118 people. But, you know, still rescuing people from helicopter and whatnot, you just don't know. And now they're concerned about the Zika threat, so they need help with spraying for mosquitoes and mosquito control and all of that. But you've got homes and businesses without power, 40,000. You had rain over 20 inches that fell specifically in Baton Rouge. Parishes that are going to declare disaster areas, they're going to declare themselves disaster areas, 30. So, you know, you got Louisiana State, LSU, had to close down. You've got other school systems that are closed down. It's just a literally a nightmare in, you know, in what this flooding has done. Sadly, you know, I'll just give you an example. They found a woman who was dead inside a flooded car. She was seen on Saturday night trying to turn around in high water. Then, boom, it was swept away. There's nothing you can do about that. They found the body of another 30-year-old woman, so another woman, who was found after the car she was riding in was swept away. And another man who died, same thing. His car was swept off the road in his 50s. And then there was a 68-year-old man who drowned after slipping and falling in floodwater. So, you know, all kinds of scenarios are created, sadly, in an instant, boom, like that, when you're least expecting it. And that's what's happened to the people in Baton Rouge. Yes, they are aware that they can be victims of floods, but when we say that to each other and then you see what happens, it's a whole different, I mean, just a whole different ball game. You see shoes and toys and stuff from houses floating in the water. It's really a very sad, sad picture, I have to say. The bright moments are the moments where people are, frankly, rescued. But these scattered showers certainly are not doing anything to help. You know, people with canoes were out there trying to rescue others, which was great because they did. But, you know, it's always that matter of time. And those low-lying areas where you're just not expecting that. Some place where something flares up, and in the shadows in a second, boom, enough water, and it becomes that much more dangerous, I guess. Let's put it that way. Very, very scary. Scary, scary. And then in the meantime, fire. Fire is claiming the houses of so many. You know, we have fires going off in Northern California, and they've arrested a suspect there in that case. But you also now have fires in San Bernardino. There's a breaking point where you only have so many firefighters that are flying in even from other spots to try to help, you know, douse these flames. And it's never just the locals, because that's just not enough people fighting it, frankly. And that's exactly what they've seen in California. Now, it's the same thing. Have they seen fires before? Yes. Is this something that they brace for in California every single year? Well, yeah, absolutely, of course. But a wildfire broke out on Tuesday, spread at a massive pace in every direction through the canyons just east of Los Angeles. And when you're talking about that area, you've got like 82,000 people, frankly, that have to get out of the way of a Southern California massive wildfire, because where it goes, nobody knows where that's going to stop. You had miles long of flames along ridges and dry patches. You know, you got dry summer heat in the 90s, flames up to 80 feet in the air. You got tornado-like whirls coming off the top of that blaze at 100 feet. Am I giving you enough description? So, I mean, these are places that I've been in, San Bernardino and Interstate 15, one of the main highways between, it is the main highway between L.A. and Las Vegas. People were stranded for hours because of the mandatory evacuations. Buildings were lost, evacuated spots, vacant, so they're vacant. Luckily, the people are leaving. And you had even six firefighters that were trapped at a house where the people refused to leave. So it forced the crew to protect the house. This is the thing that drives me crazy, because I lived in California and covered some of these disasters when I was a television reporter. And you would, and I understand that, you'd see people that would be there till the last second, like, can I beat these flames? Are the flames going to go in a different direction? Let me turn on the hose. But what it risked was, besides the people themselves, it also risked the lives of the firemen fighting those fires, because they can argue with them while the fire is getting closer. You had about 1,600 firemen and firewomen that were at this fire. They say it's now almost 35% contained. Almost. But not good. And then in Northern California, they've got a suspect they arrested as a suspected arsonist, a 40-year-old construction worker, Damon Pashok, who they didn't have enough evidence to make an arrest until the weekend and what happened over the weekend. And check this out, about a decade ago, he was a firefighter while serving time. He was an inmate firefighter while serving time on a drug possession and firearms charge. And he was finishing up a 5-year sentence when he was assigned to fight wildfires for 4 months in 2007. And it's just been terrible what happened as well in Northern California. Well, that's going on. Milwaukee is being ripped apart. What's happening there? We've got the latest on that. Round the Bend with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. I need you read the news today.
Yeah, not enough love to go around. Here we are in the final segment for this hour of America Tonight. And you look at what's going on in Milwaukee. And the protests and the violence are crazy. The curfew, they say, was imposed to try to restore some sort of calm, whatever is possible, because I, you know, if you saw any of the video coming out of Milwaukee, it was nasty. I mean, just fires everywhere, bricks being thrown, and this again goes back to a shooting. So these are definite racial tensions that are mired in the air. They're the protests and the violence. You know, there have been racial problems in Milwaukee before. So the decision was, well, we got to have a curfew for teenagers on Monday night. We got to restore some peace after the shooting death of an armed African-American man, Seville Smith by the way, a black police officer. But the protests over the shooting turned violent over the weekend. At least six businesses went up, were torched, cars were burned, four officers were injured. And the damage not as extensive, they say, as the following night, but shots went out in three different locations. There was an 18-year-old who was hit in the neck and had to be hospitalized, hit by a bullet. There were seven other officers who were wounded. They were hit by rocks and bricks. And so he kept saying pray for peace and prayers for neighbors. And the Milwaukee mayor, Tom Barrett, said this new curfew would stay in effect as long as necessary. The curfew is normally in effect in the city during the school year, which begins on August 31st. There is some optimism that this too shall pass from what happened over the weekend, that they're starting to see better improvement. But it's awful, because the question is, all right, how did this start? What happened? And the protest started hours after a police officer shot the armed black man that I mentioned. And the encounter with the cops began when a pair of police officers stopped him and another person in a car on Saturday afternoon. Once someone got out and ran, and then they followed, then the shooting started. And when he didn't put his gun down, when Mr. Smith did not put his gun down, they shot him in the arm and the chest. And, you know, Smith's handgun with 500 rounds of ammunition were stolen during a burglary in another time in March. So police body camera footage, because this is, I think, what cops need, showed Smith holding a handgun during the encounter. And when he didn't comply to put his gun down, his gun, which was loaded with 23 rounds, then that's when it turned deadly. And then what people are saying is, why wasn't he tased? Why didn't you tase him? And was that really right, what happened there? Statistically speaking, problems and segregation and whatnot, apparently, according to the city itself, this is the makeup of, you know, Milwaukee. And what somebody said is, I was reading the story where, and I this was True Talk, where they were interviewing people who lived in Milwaukee, and one of the people they interviewed said, listen, people are afraid of each other. Black people are afraid of the white parts of town. White people are afraid of the black and Latino parts of town. So apparently, and I didn't even realize this, but they say Milwaukee is the most segregated major city in the United States between black and white people. And this is according to a city of Milwaukee health assessment, and then comparing it to other cities. Wow. Sad times, my friends, to see that happen. Because, you know, innocent people getting caught in the fallout of all of that is what is just so awful. You know, people trolling for problems and whatnot. So now the mayor, and this is a familiar tone, the mayor and the police chief were expressing optimism for a calm night after a terribly violent weekend. And if you see the video from Milwaukee, which I've seen over and over and over again, it's absolutely reprehensible what's happened in Milwaukee. I mean, just awful. So we have a few things happening in these here United States while we have Trump and Clinton running for president. floods, Mother Nature and fire and arsonist in one case, probably not in the other. They're not sure. At this point, they always investigate. And the situation in Milwaukee and other problems that we can talk about, too, and we have talked about, and the fact that, you know, we're just a handful of months away from electing another president. And who is that president going to be? Is it going to be Hillary Clinton? Is it going to be Donald Trump, who is taken kind of a different tact in bigger speeches as he's campaigning, and that may start to erode some of Hillary's leads in the polls. Let's just put it that way. And when I talked at the top, if you missed it, with the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, we talked about some of these other candidates like Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, and who would it hurt and how much of a vote would they take away, because they are definitely showing up in the polls. So what does that mean? Does that hurt Hillary Clinton? Does it hurt Donald Trump? Which direction does this go in? And honestly, it depends on who you talk to. As to where, it just depends on where. And, you know, while this is happening in Milwaukee with the police officers, I was also looking at this story with the Selma officers who are not happy with the way the pay request, a hike in their pay request, has been handled. So they're talking about the blue flu. So some of the police called out sick for the fifth day in a row, fighting for better working conditions and higher pay. So that's what we call the blue flu, in case you didn't know. They say they've tried to shed some serious light on bad pay, bad equipment, low morale, problems that they encounter with citizens, and even members of the city council have been kept in the dark, they say. So the officers feel like the mayor and the police chief are trying to spin the situation to make it look like they are in the process of getting an agreement with the city, when they say there's no such thing. So while that's happening there, we have the disaster that's calmed a bit in Milwaukee, and it does make you wonder, where do you fall when it comes to the police? How does your neighborhood and the neighborhoods around you stack up? Feeling safe? Feeling scared? Which is it? Send me your thoughts or tweet them to me, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk or AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.